Today we're going to introduce the concept of Kaddish. We're not going to get into the text of the Kaddish just yet, but just introduce the concept of Kaddish. So Kaddish is related to the word Kedusha, which means holiness. What does holiness mean? Devarim Shebekdusha, we've heard of that concept, matters of holiness, matters of sanctity. The truth is that Devarim Shebekdusha is more than simply matters of holiness, because included in prayers that are considered Devarim Shebekdusha are phrases like Baruch Kavod Hashem Bimkomo, blessed is the honor of Hashem from its place, or Yimloch Hashem Leolam, where may God rule forever. We're blessing God, they should rule forever. Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamborach, blessed is Hashem forever and ever. And in fact, the main line of Kaddish, Yehesh Me Rabba Mevarach, L'olam L'meil Mayam, may the great name of Hashem be blessed forever and all eternity. In other words, the common theme of Devarim Shebekdusha is actually blessedness or benediction, a bracha. And in fact, this is what this is the true meaning of Kedusha, of holiness in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, in Parshas Emor, that may I be sanctified in the midst of Klal Yisrael. Holiness means that the presence of Hashem is in a time, in a place, is found, is realized, is made aware. So the proper act, the proper verb of an act of Kedusha is as much to bless as it is to be holy. When we bless Hashem, what are we really doing? We're adding to Hashem's revealed holiness. We're imbuing the world with Hashem's holiness. We're increasing the revealed presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's Devarim Shebekdusha. And we're creating more God awareness in the world. The truth is that even though the basic requirement of a Devarim Shebekdusha is that it requires a minyan of 10 people to recite it, that's from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. However, Rabbeinu Yoda in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis writes that the Shema is actually the Devarim Shebekdusha par excellence, and the reason is that he views that the concept of Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting Hashem as our King, as being a defining aspect of Devarim Shebekdusha. Some aspects of Devarim Shebekdusha do not require a minyan. Now, in order to recognize, in order for Hashem to be king, we need to, he needs to have subjects, he needs to have servants. There cannot be a king without the people. So if no one turns to Hashem, then in a sense, Hashem is absent. And therefore, when we ask Hashem, for example, for our needs, then we are blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are increasing His presence and glory. So how do we sort of understand both the standard Devarim Shebekdusha and the Kriya Shema, which Kabbalah is Ol Malchus Shamayim? Perhaps the way we understand this is that when every morning we get up and we recite Shema, and what do we do when we recite the Shema? That's a daily pledge of allegiance. That what we're saying, we're accepting Hashem as our King. We're saying that each and every day when I perform a mitzvah, I understand that if I recognize why I'm performing this mitzvah, that I am performing this mitzvah in order to make Hashem's awareness more manifest in this world. That's what I'm doing every time I recite the Shema. I'm pledging that I am going to make Hashem more aware in this world. And throughout the day, though, when I engage in Devarim Shebekdusha, when I engage in these public mitzvahs, when there's at least a minyan, like Kaddish, like Kedusha, like Baruch Hu, so that I'm actualizing what I pledge to do each and every day with Shema. A minyan of 10 represents a community. The job of supporting Hashem's presence is given to Klal Yisrael as a community, not to the individual Jew. That's what Devarim Shebekdusha is. Now, when we recite Kaddish is an example of Devarim Shebekdusha. It's actually not found in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph does say that the world depends for its survival on the recitation of Yehesh Me Rabba, pronounced after the study of Agadita. So there is some mention of it. It's not clear exactly when the Kaddish originated. So since there's no reference actually to a destroyed Beis Hamikdash, so perhaps it's assumed that it may have come into existence at an early date. Even though it's first mentioned in Masechet Sofrim, generations, centuries after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is Kaddish written in Aramaic? So there are different reasons. The perhaps most common reason is that Tosfos and Brachos Daf Gimel and Aleph states that people were accustomed to recite Kaddish after a Torah discourse, and ignorant people who understood no Hebrew at all were present. So therefore, the Kaddish was composed in the language of the Targum, so that all could understand, since there was their vernacular. But again, this is why we were saying Kaddish. Kaddish is a type of Devarim Shebikdusha. Perhaps the Devarim Shebikdusha par excellence is what we say every day. Shema, we pledge to make Hashem's awareness more manifest in this world. And we do that through Devarim Shebikdusha. We do that through certain mitzvot. We bless Hashem, we perform a mitzvah in a community of 10 people, because that's the ultimate form of Devarim Shebikdusha, making Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence manifest through our mitzvot that are done as part of a community.